Well, joining us now, former Melbourne Storm flyer, and he's now with the Queensland Reds and in the extended Wallaby squad ahead of the 3-test series against England, and he has re-signed with Rugby Australia as well, Suliasi Vunivalu. Suliasi, good morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
Great to have you on our show, and you've extended there with Rugby Australia and the Reds. How close were you to going back to rugby league?
I wasn't really making any decision, especially this year's my last year, knowing that I haven't resigned yet. So I was just trying to focus on my footy, but yeah, like it came really close. But and I just want to stay on this, stay on Union, and want to achieve my goal when wearing the gold jersey.
I was about to ask you, Suli, I mean, you know, to make your debut, it'll be very special, and to do it against England, our arch rivals, would be even more special. What's the likelihood of you making that first team in a fortnight's time? And, you know, what would your expectations be if given the opportunity?
We've picked 35 best players here in Australia. So, what I can do now is just like focus on myself and these other players, four other players that are competing on this position. So if I can do the work for myself, the rest will handle itself. And yeah, hopefully I can get picked for that series. So yeah, fingers crossed, mate.
Suliasi, what's been the key to building that confidence to help you make this Wallaby squad?
I've played these sports growing up, and you know, I'm playing from league, so you know, I believe in myself that I can make my debut. But and it all comes down to working hard and learning throughout the week and until that serious kickoff.
Yep, Suli. When you said you played, you know, as a kid, and then you moved to rugby league. What about the adjustment going back from rugby league to rugby union? Had the game changed at all? Did you find it difficult to readjust, or did you feel fine that you just slipped straight back into it?
Yeah, it was kind of hard at the start because I've been away. The game has changed and it's been fast than what I expected. I had to readjust hard because, usually on the league, I usually stay on the wing and then come in when we have that all the backs come in. So this one, it's pretty much I'm playing like a fullback on league. I have to be on my toes every time. So I have to keep myself busy. And I have to inject another skills in myself on kicking as well. So which is, I'm really excited about.
Suli, you had Brad Thorne there at the Reds. You've got Dave Rennie now at the Wallabies. And I know you haven't been in that camp for that long. But so far, how different are their approaches? And how have they both helped you?
Yeah, Thorne has always been supportive of me, especially coming from a league background. And he loves league himself. So he's always telling me what to do and helping me every step of the way. And the same as Rennie. I think he's more stricter now, especially in Wallabies camp. Like I think he has high expectation of everyone since he picked his squad. So you know, I just gotta have to be on that good side to get picked.
Do you still keep an eye on your former club, the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, 100%. Always gonna be a mob for the Melbourne Storm. Always watch them every week. So, you know, full support right here. And,
I'm sure you've kept an eye as well on Roger Tuivasa-Sheck over there at the Blues. Why has he been so successful in his transition, do you feel, Suliasi?
He's done really well, especially on his first year. So, you see his twinkle toes and he's running hard. So, and I'm really happy how he's going, and you know, credit to him, and you know, he made the All Black squad, so it'll be really exciting to see him wear that black jersey if he get big.
Since he got into that Wallaby squad, who's someone who you haven't had a lot to do with that you know you'd love to play with in the gold jersey that's really excited about being a part of with?
It's good to have Marika Corribetta back. We've played each other. I played alongside him back at the Storm, so it'd be nice to wear a different jersey now, the gold jersey together. I'm excited to see Quade and the couple other boys. So yeah, I'm really excited. And if I do make the team, I'll be over the moon.
And who were your idols when you were watching over there in Fiji as a young boy, and when you got your opportunity to come out here to Australia? Is there anyone that you watched in particular?
Oh, my dad's a big fan of Mort Lock back in the day, and he's a Brumbies fan. So, he always talks about Mort Lock and trying to tell me to be like Tugiri back in the day when I was back in Fiji. So he's a big Wallabies fan. So, yeah, it'd be nice to debut and put that smile on his face.
Well, Suliasi, I hope we get to see you in a gold jersey sooner rather than later. Enjoy the camp and good luck when you get your opportunity, hopefully against England.
Thank you so much, mate. Thank you. Have a good one.